Blog Talk Radio.
And we're D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Dean's got a mouthful of salad.
Yeah.
We're running a little late today. Too much going on.
Right, right. And there was a lot going on today, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot going on all week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, where do we start? So last week's show was amazing, by the way. If you guys didn't see it, or see it, we should do a live show one of these days.
Like
a live Facebook broadcast show. That way they could see how beautiful I am and how average you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the last week's show, you have to go on freedomizerradio.com and iHeartRadio, Apple. Find us and listen to last week's show. We had on Russ Tanner, and it was about the chemtrails. And I am telling you, I thought I knew a lot about the chemtrails until I listened to him. Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing and scary, really. The guy, the show was amazing. The information was amazing. And then there's absolutely no doubt that that's not a conspiracy theory.
Yep. And, today in school there was a, because I teach school, and there was a package of clothesline, what do they call them? The
clothesline?
Clothespins.
Clothespins. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Do people still use those?
Yeah, brand new package of them.
Oh.
So we were talking about it. I was like, yeah, before the chemtrails, Mom used to always put the clothes out on clotheslines, and they smelled so nice and fresh and everything. And today you were taking advantage of some of the nice weather and cleaning a couple of your windows, and you said this orange stuff was coming off of the outside of them, or yellow stuff or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I was wiping down the windows outside, and there was like a yellow film on the windows. Now, you know that's not pollen yet. Because
it's not too early
for pollen. So, I've seen this before. It's not the first time that I've seen, you know, a yellow film on people's cars or windows.
I think it's the birds and the squirrels peeing on their window.
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's what they're spraying. And I also think, it's possible because they said that some of the effects of the downward wind from what happened in East Palestine in Ohio is 370 miles that this stuff is actually going to. So it's possible that it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
some of the stuff from that.
Right, right.
So really, really not good. Not good at all. What you got?
Let's see.
We don't want to have dead air.
No dead air.
Right. Really sad news to report. So there's a restaurant in Western New York. There's a guy called Russell Salvatore. He's owned Salvatore's for, it's been in business forever. And he's got an offshoot of it called Russell's. And he had a whole veterans memorial outside of this restaurant.
Yeah, going, you know, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam.
Yeah, and in fact, that's where we had one of our pinup events. And somebody vandalized it, and I guess it's close to $500,000.
Yeah, that's what I heard on the news, that it was about $500,000 worth of damage to these statues, these bronze statues that he has. And there's only one guy that can remake these statues, and that's the artist that made the statues.
Yeah, that's sad.
So, so Russ has to get hold of them and try to get him to fix his statues or make new ones or do whatever.
Yeah, hopefully he has insurance. But either way, I guess the guy that did it,
he
took videos of himself doing it on Snapchat, you said? TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, something.
And he took live videos of doing it, and then I guess he deleted it.
Right, deleted his channel is what they said.
Well, there's ways to find that because, there's photos that I thought that I've deleted, and all of a sudden they show up in my phone 1-2 years later as memories. And I'm like, wait a minute, I thought I deleted that stuff. So nothing really is deleted once it's in writing on email or social media. I could go back on my emails and find emails from 2 years ago, you know, that I deleted if I do a search on it. So I'm just saying that hopefully, you know, they find this moron.
Yeah.
Because seriously, I mean, who does that? And plus it's a veterans thing. It's not like it was, you know...
Right, it's
a memorial. So, you know, was it Black Lives Matter? Who knows? You know, I'm not blaming it on them. I'm just saying that they were classic for riots. So,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah, but this is way out in suburbia too. It's not even downtown.
Yeah. This is a decent area of Western New York. But there just really aren't any decent areas anymore. You just got to watch your back, no matter where you go. So I listened to this guy on YouTube, and I'll give him a plug because, honestly, the guy is, if you're really stressed out, he's not one to listen to for the day because just his voice will stress you. But Brad from Spectrum Survival, I would love to get him on the show. I would love to get him on the show.
Yeah, he would be good.
Yeah. And, Southern Prepper was on, and I'm thinking about reaching out to him again to see if he wanted to be on again. But, anyway, he's got intel from all over the world, and, you know, and he's talking about how, you know, pretty much to be prepping for, you know, possible nuclear war, possible food shortages and all these things, and I forgot what my total point of that was, but, how he basically says that you got to watch your back,
mm-hmm.
you know, and these are things that we never had to worry about when we were kids. But, you know, watching your back when you're going into stores, being sure you know where the exits are, being sure, you know, you're carrying your firearm, right?
Right.
This is really dirty. So just saying that, you know, be alert, and take your phone.
Situational awareness is what it's called.
Yeah. Speaking of people being on their phones, I was driving home today and somebody ran a stop sign. It was like a four-way stop, so I had to really slam on my brakes. I cannot tell you how sore I am. My back is sore, my knee is sore, my ankle is sore, my hip is sore. You don't realize how much impact, and I was probably going, I don't know, maybe 20 miles an hour, if that, coming up on it. And, I'm sore. So anyway, I'm not saying she was on her phone, but who knows?
Yeah.
This is a residential area. I'm pretty sure it's not a real common area. I'm pretty sure it's not the first time she's been down the street.
So, I see a headline here, and I heard it on the news. I guess Bite Me wants to forgive another $5 billion in student loan debt. It seems like every week he's forgiving more and more student loan debt.
Yeah, but I thought that he wasn't going to do that. I thought he was reversing that. Now he reversed the reversal?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, since COVID, they haven't had to pay any interest on the debt. So with inflation, they're actually, if they're paying it down at all, they're paying down the principal with dollars that are worth less, because of inflation.
Or worthless.
In God we trust on the back of our bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, so with no interest since COVID, and now he wants forgiveness again. And, I guess there's a few lawsuits with it, a couple of the lawsuits are people that paid back their student loans and they want their money back now, So what about all the people that paid back their student loans or have been paying back student loans for 30 years and stuff?
Yeah, like I want a refund on mine from how many years ago. I mean, there was no aid available or anything like that,
Right.
My parents paid.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty pathetic. That's just like the illegals in New York that weren't happy enough with their hotel. They're putting these illegals up in four-star hotels, and they weren't happy enough about it. It wasn't good enough for them, so they, barricaded the door after they were asked to leave.
Yep.
It's like, are you kidding me right now? I can't afford to stay in a four-star hotel. Just saying.
We use Airbnb. We can't even afford one-star hotels.
Good Lord. Yeah. So the OBGYN Association of America, which is kind of like a little cult you join if you're an OBGYN, they all have their little associations. I guess now, and I heard this on Glenn Beck, and I love Glenn Beck too. He says that they're banning doctors if they're pro-life from being a part of the association. So what do they have, do an interview with them and say, are you pro-life or pro-choice? I mean, what?
Yeah, they say pro-life. Oh, nope, can't be in the part of the association.
That's just weird on so many levels. But not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Right, not surprising.
And here's another one. Police forcibly remove a doctor from the hospital after he endorsed ivermectin.
Mm.
Do tell.
Yeah.
And I guess they did pass in the Senate pretty much unanimously that the Center for Disease Control has to unclassify all documents related to COVID.
Wow.
So we're going to find out.
We'll see how far that goes, because they were supposed to declassify the Hunter laptop and everything. And while that stuff did come out, nothing ever came of it. So, we don't know where that's going to go. But when you're talking about the hospitals, they went to the appeals court for the vaccinations for healthcare workers in New York State, and turns out they're keeping the mandate for the healthcare workers in New York State. So totally unconstitutional, not a law, and again, they're just going to roll over and they're going to do this.
And then another bill that I heard that's going through Congress is one that'll limit the amount of mandates that the president can have, because anymore, the presidents have been bypassing Congress and just mandating this, mandating that, just bypassing the whole system that was set up over 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else?
Yeah. So the mayor of Maryland, what in the world? So I guess he was arrested today on 53 counts of child pornography.
Yeah. Which mayor was it? Which town? Which city?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I got to go back on my stuff here, and I could tell you that. But Maryland sure has had their crap. I mean, it's just not a good state.
Yeah, you know, that's where I grew up, was Maryland, and my mom still lives there, and my mm-hmm. brother and sister. And I've said all along that they're one step behind New York. And I used to say that New York is one step behind California, but it looks like New York has now taken the lead, and California is one step behind us, and Maryland's two steps behind us.
Yeah. It doesn't give his name on the article that I was reading. He's just a Democratic mayor. Ugly as sin, too.
He looks
like a child pornographer,
yeah.
Doesn't he? I mean,
yeah, he looks like a creep.
Yeah, I guess he had pronouns in his biography, too. Not the type of pronouns, you know, that we know, but, I mean, come on.
So anyway, you know, here in New York, they're trying to mandate and pass legislation that COVID vaccines are required for everybody, for kids, for, you know, healthcare workers, for first responders, you know, anybody that's paid by the state is going to have COVID shots required, and that's what they're pushing real hard. Now, contrast that to some states like Idaho that's making it a misdemeanor to give a COVID shot.
Yeah, they passed a bill in their legislation that if a doctor or nurse or whoever it would be
administers a COVID shot, yeah,
yeah,
it's a misdemeanor.
I don't know, you know, exactly how much that's going to be or how much that's going to threaten people, but that's pretty big of them to do that, to, you know, go against the whole deep state agenda because, you know, they're risking their lives for the most part.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, look at DeSantis. I watched an interview this morning with Glenn Beck and DeSantis, and, you know, that guy doesn't miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't miss a beat. Yeah, so some of the bills that are actually in Albany for Albany, state of New York, for those of that are listening out of New York that don't know, some of these bills, they allow minors of any age to be given any medical procedure. So if a minor wants to go and, you know, take their vagina out and put a penis on, they can do that without parental consent or knowledge of consent. So
right.
Any kind of surgery. I guess if the minor wants to get a boob job, by all means, they don't need parent permission. Go ahead.
Yep. Who's going to pay for it, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about those details. I'm just saying that this is on the table.
You know, the sex changes will probably come out of public funds, you know, because that's, you know.
Oh, yeah. They can go to Planned Parenthood. Even something like abortion. They could go and, you know, have an abortion without, which I think in New York State you can if you're under the age of 18 anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know that for a fact, but.
And I thought the Buffalo Teachers Union were the only people that could get a boob job on the public.
No,
toll.
They got rid of that. They got rid of that. They used to have a rider where they could get plastic surgery and Botox and boob jobs or liposuction. They actually got rid of that rider.
I bet they had a lot of hot teachers in the Buffalo School District, huh?
But they took advantage of it for the couple of years that it was there. You know, I was like, damn, that's a pretty good benefit. So another one, they allow minors of any age. Oh, wait a minute, that's what I just read. Next, my bad, authorizes the commissioner of health to develop and supervise, listen to this, the execution of a program of immunization against COVID-19 for purposes of state aids to school. And requires immunization against COVID-19 for attendance at school. So not only do the kids have to get jabbed, they will be reviewing to be sure that they're all caught up. And if they don't, then they're going to take away their state aid. Now, this is part of the reason why in 2019 none of the schools stood up, because they were threatened with that exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And when
even the private and parochial schools, Catholic schools, you know, you would think that the Catholic or Christian schools would have stood up knowing that there's aborted fetal cells in vaccines, knowing, you know, and they never did. Just saying.
Yeah. Then, you know, another one, they looked at the U.S. and China, and this is not the China that, you know, we had under the Bush administration, where they were friendly and we were opening up trade. You know, this current leader is like, you know, is like Putin of Russia. You know, we were getting along well with Russia after the end of the Cold War. You know, everything was hunky-dory. Then all of a sudden you've got Putin. Now you've got this new Chinese leader. And in 47 out of 49 categories, now that's like artificial intelligence, you know, military stuff. The Chinese have developed military stuff that we don't even, you know, we haven't even started yet. So they're way ahead of us with that. And I guess, you know, this new leader wants to get rid of all democracy, end up with socialism, you know, in dictatorship, because socialism turns into communism, which turns into dictatorship. You look at every socialistic country in the world and look through history, mm-hmm. and they always end up in dictatorships, and that's why they want it. They want to be the dictator. They want to be the king.
Yeah, and speaking of dictation, so the last one that I really want to point out to people that, you know, may not know what's going on in New York State legislation, all adult vaccine records must be given to the state. So, and you know, they've already said that they are tracking the unvaccinated,
mm-hmm.
right? So, damn, just tell them you're vaccinated. Oh, yeah, I've had it. I'm boosted, fully boosted and all. You know, I mean, they were giving away these vaccines for free.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows if they were tracking them or not, or tracking them right. I mean, it was such a shit show of disastrous mess, unorganized mess, the whole thing.
Well, and, you know, you could even go to the local drugstores, you know, Walgreens, Wegmans, you know, any place that has a drugstore, and get a free COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they enter you in a database? Who knows? But here's an interesting little story. So I was teaching school today, and the other teacher came in.
And this is not an indoctrination school, by the way, that
yes.
he teaches. He teaches at a local homeschooling co-op.
Right.
So
the other teacher comes in. She's a couple years younger than me. And there's this book sitting out, 1984, George Orwell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what's this? I said, didn't you study that in school? She goes, no, we never read that in school. I said, oh, you need to read it. And I said, when I was a kid, we read it. We studied it in junior high school. I said, I still have my copy with all my notes in the margins and stuff. And, you know, we'd kind of laugh and go, oh, no, this country will never be like 1984. Well, in my opinion, we're past 1984.
Yeah, just in a technological kind of way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have the little, 100-square-foot apartments that we live in yet. You know,
what they're trying to do with the 15-minute cities, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And with the no natural gas, you know, because they had a show on the local conservative talk show the other day, and they were talking about electric, and some of these people had no natural gas in their neighborhoods when they built their house, and they said their electric bills in the wintertime were running between $800 and $1,600 per month.
That's crazy.
Per month.
Yeah.
Who can afford that? So what's the solution?
I mean, if somebody's on a fixed income, I mean, that's pretty much almost your whole income.
Yeah. And so what's the solution? Oh, you don't need a house that big if you can't afford to heat it. Get something little, a couple hundred square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to spend the $200 a month to heat it.
Yep. And they are pushing those. I mean, they have those 15-minute cities already.
Yeah.
You know, they have them in China and some other areas of the world. And, you know, every time I see a big apartment complex going up now, that's because they're building one, a real large one, on one of the main roads here. And I'm thinking, that's the first thing I think of is that perfect 15-minute city.
Uh-huh.
And then if you don't have your vaccines or you're using too much, you know, you're using too much natural resources, they're gonna lock you in there.
Yeah.
Just like they did in China.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to go back on the vaccines for a minute and kids with vaccines. I saved a really, really interesting thing that was put out by the Vigilant Facts on Twitter. And he was interviewing a doctor, Dr. Cole. And he asked him, he said, do you think unvaccinated kids do better as far as their health? And he said, and these are his words, he said, if you look at the reign of Fauci for 40-plus years, where childhood chronic disease and illness has gone from 6% to 54%. So 54%, that's 54 out of 100 kids have some kind of illness or chronic disease. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that there is not a connection to the vaccines. Now, 72 of them they get by the time they're 18. Not only that, the food supply, what they spray on us, you know, Wi-Fi, all of these things that are affecting these kids' health. But he went on to say, and he says that as we add more layers of shots onto these schedules, and again, they'll say that correlation isn't causation. So not a single childhood vaccine was ever tried in clinical trials against placebo. So hear what I'm saying, parents, if you vaccinate your kids. We're not talking about just the COVID vaccine here. We're talking about all vaccines. They were never put through clinical trials with a placebo. So your kid is the placebo, basically.
Right. Or your kid is the trial.
Yeah, your kid's the trial. Yeah, you know what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, in every child, if you have a gene mutation, if you have, there's certain things that, you know, will affect their bodies different than a regular child. So, yeah, really, really scary. Really scary. Scary stuff.
Almost time for a break?
Oh, right, it's 8 o'clock already. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess so. So we're going to a 4-minute break. Ready? All right. We'll be back in 4 minutes, guys. D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Hang tight. We'll be back with more news.
Peter, the Korean films are my letter of recommendation. It is obvious their hearts are a letter of approval from Messiah. Dionysus from the 405 BC play the baker and Jesus of Nazareth quote the same line, kicking against the pricks. That is plausible, is it not? Am I not an apostle?
Let's study this and more proof that a test of whom we love exists in the New Testament canon. Join Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul, which airs Saturdays noon Pacific, 1 Mountain, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern for 3 hours on Saturdays, where listeners enjoy fellowship and study of the words of Messiah versus yours Paul. 3195276208. Saturdays at noon Pacific.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon. Pacific time as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Calling all followers of the NPC. Join the Grassroots Mama and Free King every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time for a fun and engaging video gaming experience that will help familiarize you with blockchain, natural law, and more. Come join us and have a blast while learning something new.
Calling all followers of the NPC. Join the Grassroots Mama and Free King every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time for a fun and engaging video gaming experience that will help familiarize you with blockchain, natural law, and more. Come join us and have a blast while learning something new.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative Radio Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together. Please check out the Proof Negative Radio Show Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, that is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-host, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative Radio Show.
Ay, 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 la chupacabra, ¿por qué?
Are you tired of losing your herd of goats to the chupacabra? Are you worried about how you're going to eat because your goats were viciously ravaged? Call SNL Chupacabra Insurance today. SNL provides fast, speedy claims in the event of your goat farm being destroyed. Low rates, fast service, and professional attitude is what makes SNL your choice for chupacabra insurance. Call 855-CHUPA-NO today. 855-CHUPA-NO for a free rate quote. SNL Chupacabra Insurance. Just in case the chupacabra comes.
Ay, ay, ay. La chupacabra.
Okay, we are back.
In the flesh. So, I want to go back on to just the kids thing for a second. I guess there was a New York City school that was promoting transgenderism and having transgenders come in and read books to the kids. It's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some videos. I don't know exactly where it was. I just saw it in passing on Ghost Ezra on Telegram, and there was a bunch of kids sitting around in a classroom, and there was a transgender guy there dancing, like belly dancing type of stuff. It's like, you got to be kidding. I mean, it's not really not even funny. It's just fucking sick is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it really is sick. Oh, yeah, it's really, really, really just, I don't even know what to think.
Well, I have a couple of transgender
of
cats.
You do?
Yeah.
Huh. Because they hit, they're fixed?
Yeah, because they're fixed, yeah, so.
Yeah. So, Bernie Sanders vows to tackle drug prices. Okay. Okay, buddy. Okay. Wow. You haven't done squat, now you're going to vow to tackle drug prices? We'll see about that. He must need one that's too expensive or something.
Right.
And then that's why he's doing it.
He is pretty old now.
Yeah.
He makes me look young.
So we were kind of talking about the chemtrails, and I want to touch on glyphosate for a minute. I guess, you know, there's glyphosate in weed killers, right? So everybody's spraying it on their dandelions, but you should not be spraying dandelions. It's the bee's largest source of food. Don't spray your dandelions. They don't last all summer. They don't last forever. Just leave them.
And dandelions is what kept my mom alive, her family alive, during World War II.
Yeah, I mean, I drink dandelion tea. I mean, there's so many benefits to dandelions. And I guess the weed killers are the glyphosate-based ones. They're linking it to liver disease and endocrine disorders in kids. I believe that. You know, kids running around on the grass and, you know, laying in the grass, running around barefoot, you know, and they're absorbing this stuff. And it's actually linked to liver disease and endocrine disorders. You know, and there's so many people that have thyroid disorders and things. And, you know, there's I don't know what the exact number, but it's pretty astronomical with the amount of chemicals that we use now compared to, like, the 1970s.
Right.
That we use on our lawn and spray and, you know, scrubbing bubbles for your tub. I mean, we're exposed, like, the average woman, if you don't use organic makeup or, you know, natural products, they're exposed to about 163 different chemicals before they even leave the house in the morning. And I'm talking about washing your hair, spraying it, putting mousse in it, putting your makeup on, putting perfume on. I mean, that is just, you're suppressing your whole immune system right there.
Oh,
you know, chemicals.
I saw an interesting one today. You know, why is it that we who floss our teeth a couple times a day, brush our teeth a couple times a day, you know, why do we have gum disease and cavities when they're finding teeth from prehistoric men that are perfect, men and women, that are perfect, that have been in the ground for thousands of years,
well,
or millions of years?
I mean, there's probably a lot of reasons. Our guts, first of all, because a lot of dental problems come from gut problems, but also, you know,
they're
sugar
because,
consumption.
No, they're saying that it's because we're killing off all the good bacteria in our mouth with the toothpaste and the fluoride and the chlorine, and that's what's causing all of our gum disease and tooth decay.
Yeah.
They're killing off all the good bacteria in our mouth.
Yeah, and you know, and they promote fluoride as if it's something good. Fluoride is a neurotoxin. We don't need it in our water. We don't need it in toothpaste. I don't use it in toothpaste. I've never used it for my kid. I mean, it's unnecessary if you're brushing your teeth right and you're taking care of your gut health. So I was just looking at Dean's nails, how dirty they are. He's working on grout, and his nails are all black. You need to scrub
them. My fingers are all black, too.
Didn't you scrub them things or what?
I did scrub them.
Speaking of neurotoxins, you need to soak your hands in
black grout.
No. You need to soak it in something that'll clean them. I don't know what'll clean underneath your nails. Maybe some peroxide. I don't know. So, oh, God, what else is going on? There's so much this week.
Oh.
But, of course, we've got more controlled burns and explosions going on this week. And there were a lot of them, too. There were a lot of them. There was another propane, right?
Yep.
There was a propane factory.
30,000 gallons of propane. And propane is also used, you know, instead of natural gas, like out in the country where there's no gas lines.
Yeah. Well, they want to get rid of that, too.
Yep.
So, you know, that's an easy way to do that. Where else? Where else? There was a whole bunch of them. I'm just trying to go back on my notes here. I get there was a big fire in Buffalo, but I'm not sure if that.
Oh yeah, and a 37-year-old firefighter perished, you know, trying to fight that fire.
Yeah, a friend of mine is a very good friend of mine. Her ex-husband is a Buffalo firefighter, and she was talking to him yesterday, and you know, he said it was horrible, because he was there.
Right, and do you know who owned the building?
Hmm.
Chris Jacobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the former congressman.
Interesting.
You know, one of the heirs to Delaware North.
Interesting. So it was like a theatrics place or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. it was they rented costumes to the theaters, and I guess there were some guys doing some renovations, using torches and stuff on the bricks to do some renovations to the building or something like that. And you know, the construction workers left, and it was smoldering, and it caused it to burn down, and now they're going to be tearing it down.
Wow.
Too much damage.
That's too bad about the 37-year-old.
Right.
You know, you go to work, and you never know, you don't come home.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty sad. So what else? There were so many. There was another train car. It was in Florida. 30,000 gallons of propane in Florida. Where that derailed and they lost that. And that's a lot of propane. And in Florida, of course, right? Yeah. And there's no coincidence. And I got to say this, and I know I'm right. There's absolutely no coincidence that these explosions and these burns and these derailments are not a coincidence.
No.
Because they're affecting the food supply. They're affecting building supplies. They're affecting all the necessary stuff. It's not like it is a derailment of Twinkies, right? And we're losing 30,000 pounds of Twinkies. These are important things that people use in everyday life.
Right.
So.
And, you know. And, then,
and they're poisonous, some of them.
And not only that, but it just, you know, clogs up the, you know, when you've got a derailment, it usually tears up the track, so nothing can go be shipped on that track for quite a while they're repairing it.
Mm-hmm.
And getting all the mess out of the way.
Yeah. And you know, Biden never even went to East Palestine.
No.
He never even went there. And I just want to read this. I think you shared this in one of our group chats, and it says, the current state of affairs, 2022 was the worst year for retirement plans since the Great Depression. Grocery bills are up 45% since 2020. And, in fact, I go to Whole Foods every week out in this area, and every week I wish that I would just buy more of the stuff because I go back to buy it, and it's gone up another 20 cents. Or another 30 cents. And today, that was another classic example. And I'm looking at the sales going, ooh, that's a pretty good price for the sale. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. 2 years ago, that was...
the regular price.
Yeah, it was the regular price. It was buying two of them for that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, go ahead and keep on reading.
Yeah, so gas prices continue to hover at more than 75% of what they were in 2020. I have to laugh when they say, oh, gas... Kamala Harris gets up there and says, oh, gas is down 5 cents a gallon. It's like, really? Do you think that that's really feeding people's fucking families?
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, after they caused gas to go up a dollar a gallon. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Our federal government is now committing to another $1.2 billion of aid to Ukraine. So I don't even know what we are up to as far as the amount of money that we have sent to Ukraine, but it has got to be close to trillions now. Because they are just...
and nobody knows where this money's going. They're just giving it to them.
They're giving it to... yeah, what are they doing? Are they, like, making nuclear bombs with it? I mean, what are they doing with the money?
Or are they packing it in suitcases and running off someplace?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, $1.2 billion in aid for the honey hole in Ukraine. We still have zero clue where the money's going, but they just keep shoveling it in. China is preparing to blockade Taiwan and makes it move to reclaim it as a part of the Pacific Communist bloc. Well, that's brilliant. Iran has docked two warships. That really doesn't mean much to me.
What are the two warships doing in the West? You know, Iran, why are they in Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, what are they doing in South America? What are they doing, in the West?
Who knows? Could be anything.
Yeah.
And then East Palestine continues to suffer, and this president could give a shit. And, and it is true. You know, but that's all by design, see? People are knocking Biden for everything, when really Biden is just a puppet for this whole deal.
Yeah, and he's a good puppet, too.
Yeah, he's just a puppet for it.
He's got his Obama's hand up his butt, moving his mouth.
Well, yeah, but they're all of them are, you know, in cahoots together.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah, I can't wait till our show next week because we have on a woman from a local school district that contacted our page, and she sent me a whole bunch of screenshots for stuff for a local school district. I'm not going to mention what one it is until next week. You guys have to tune in. And there was a teacher there that's actually telling these kids that if they don't get a COVID shot, they're diseased, their immune system doesn't work against COVID. I mean, some of the screenshots are just absolutely surreal. So we're going to be having her on the show next week.
You know, and you think about it, these are kids. They're impressionable. They don't know what to believe. They don't know what not to believe.
Right.
You know, they could cause a panic in the school, and all these kids could be crying and you know, want to come home because they haven't been vaccinated. Or,
yeah. Yeah, and they're making them do worksheets. They're making them do worksheets. I mean, wait until you hear some of this stuff. I don't really want to get into this now because we're going to give, you know, we're going to give it away, but you know, some of the stuff on here, I just cannot get over this. It's they named it Life Science Learning Center. Are you at risk for COVID-19? These are elementary school kids.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
Oh, my God. I just cannot. Yeah. So, let's see. What else do we have? We could go on. Woody Harrelson, he got on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Talking about the biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media.
Yeah, I think I sent you that one too, yeah.
He's on there, yeah. It's interesting that his father worked for the CIA, though.
Yep.
Yeah. Hmm.
And along that line, the House, thank God the Republicans have it, want companies to tell consumers what they're about their cameras and microphones in Americans' devices. You know, and all I know is I'll be talking about anything, and the next day, my phone is, I've got all these ads about whatever I'm talking about, be it a door, be it insulation,
mm-hmm.
be it whatever. There's a million ads about it in my phone.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And even when I'm asleep and the phone is off, because I do turn my phone off. You know, not just the ringer off. It is shut down at night.
Yeah, I turn mine off, too.
But it's still listening, the damn thing.
Yeah.
Because it hears stuff, and I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I didn't talk about that at all while I was awake, you know, or while the phone was awake.
Uh-huh.
And so it's still listening. These damn things, you know, I said years ago that they don't need to put the ankle bracelets on the prisoners that are out on parole anymore. All they got to do is give them a phone. And
they can track them that way.
You know, a phone, you know, basically these smartphones are just a voluntary tracking device where they track, you know, everything that you say. They can't track your thoughts yet, you know, thank God, but.
With some of the IE intelligence, who knows?
Right.
You know, who knows? It's some scary stuff, but, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they always say, oh, turn your location off on your phone, turn it off. It does not matter.
No, it doesn't.
They
it
can
doesn't.
Ping your phone from anywhere.
A guy did a study a bunch of years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, and he turned his phone off, he took the battery out, and he took the SIM card out of it. And then he walked around D.C. for 4 hours, put a man-in-the-middle virus on his phone, and plugged everything back in. And this thing started transmitting like crazy. And basically what it did was it said, oh, yeah, you went to the National Gallery of Art. You were there for 45 minutes.
Mm.
You went and stood outside this store for 10 minutes. And it tracked. Now, this is with the battery out and the SIM card out. The phone was still tracking them.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's
so
scary.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yep. Yeah, the stuff is just... So I guess White House ordered TikTok to purge government devices, that they have to take TikTok off their government devices.
Right. Well, you know, what the hell do people have TikTok on their work devices for?
Right.
Why?
There's a state. I think it's Montana. Montana is actually putting a restriction where kids under the age of 18 can only use TikTok for an hour a day.
Yeah.
Good.
They want no, that not only is that state doing it, but they want that to be nationwide. There's a bill I think in the House that they're going to force TikTok. You know, in China, because you know TikTok's a Chinese product, they can only be on for an hour a day, and that's it.
Good. Well, they should be that way.
And so they've got these restrictions that are built into the software for Chinese users, but for U.S. users, it's a big spy thing. You know, that's how the Chinese are spying on our families and our kids and all of us is through TikTok. So there's a bill that says they want the software company to put restrictions on TikTok. I saw a thing on 60 Minutes, not one of my favorite shows, but anyway, several years ago, and there was someone that wrote software for the Apple phones, and then he saw what they were doing, and they actually want you to look at your phone about every 15 seconds, and they were measuring, they put a bunch of electrodes on people and stuff, and if the phone dinged and the person didn't look at it, they'd have all sorts of anxiety, then their heart rate went up and they started sweating, and that's why the guy, you know, he sold his company and he quit. He was supposed to stay on, but he quit because it was the mind control that his company was doing. It was part of it. But they've got these things programmed so that you want to look at it
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the stupid media and phones,
mm-hmm.
so Savannah Guthrie, she does the Today Show in the morning. She literally tested for COVID on a live broadcast last week, right? She tested positive and then admitted that she was vaccinated and double boosted. I mean, you have got to be a flaming idiot.
Right.
So I guess what happened was she walked off the show. February 28th it was, because she tested positive, so she walked off the show. It's like, what are you trying to prove there? That the vaccines don't work, the boosters don't work, or that you tested positive, so you have to leave?
Well, all of the above. They don't work.
It's just, I cannot. You know, I guess she rushed home to take care of herself, even though she wasn't symptomatic whatsoever.
Well, and that's, you know, the test. There was never a test developed for COVID itself.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, basically what that test tells you is if you've had a virus lately. Well, you know, everybody gets viruses.
You're right,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's just sitting in your stomach, for God's sake.
Right. So that's what the, you know, that's what that vaccine.
Yeah. So, they debunked
it. Test.
They literally debunked a whole bunch of these COVID things. You know, the natural immunity, they came back out and they said that natural immunity was better than getting the vaccine. 65 countries said that. My God, there's just so much. Oh, the masks, they debunked that the masks didn't work, which we knew that.
Right.
You know, and then they came out and they literally had the balls to say that the lockdowns never worked as far as the restaurants being closed and the small businesses. Well, I could tell you that's a little too much too late for a lot of these businesses. These businesses, even if they're still in businesses, a lot of them are never going to recover financially from this. So they debunked the mask. The mask had no significant impact. I mean, it's just, especially the toddlers. I still to this day have PTSD of seeing young kids, infants, in masks. It's like,
yeah.
Are you? I just can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
There's one guy that still wears a mask to the gym all the time.
He literally is on an elliptical bike. He's got a baseball hat on and dark sunglasses, gloves, and he's wearing a mask. The guy is not within 50 feet of anybody. the way that these ellipticals are set up, and nobody really uses a biking elliptical anymore. And I'm like, I just look at him like, are you stupid? In fact, I took a picture of him one time and put him on the D&D page.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I took a picture of him, and I'm like, this is like the dumbing down of the day.
Right. What's he afraid of?
I mean, if you are that afraid, you should not be at a gym working out.
Yeah.
I mean, you are depriving yourself of oxygen when you're doing cardiovascular. There is nothing more stupid than that.
Well, and, you know, you're spitting inside your mask, and then, you know, the bacteria from your mouth start growing in your mask.
Oh, and he probably wears the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Another misinformation were that they debunked were vaccine mandates increased vaccination rates, which they didn't. I mean, this was put out by the New York Post. Now, what about the other one about the Wuhan lab? Oop, I'm sorry. I just kicked my kitty. What about the Wuhan lab? Right now they're coming out and saying, oh, it's possible, but it could just be a conspiracy theory that the coronavirus came from the Wuhan lab. Now, if you're listening to this channel, I really honestly hope that you knew that already. But if you're new and you're just learning, yes, it did. I mean, we already know that. I mean, Fauci, he was rewarded $9 million from neurologists at the Wuhan lab. I'm sure he was rewarded more greatly than that, you know, with all the jabs.
Well, what else? Somewhere I thought I read that he got something for like $400 million from somebody.
Oh, my God.
And I replied, yeah, he should be hung, too. They should take that money back and hang him.
Yeah. And you know, and again, we have to say this, there was never a controlled trial of this vaccine.
Right.
And people are dropping dead like flies.
Yep.
And, you know, when the athletes started really having problems, I think that woke a lot of people up. Because how are there, like, hundreds and hundreds of athletes all over the world dropping dead of heart attacks? You know, that is not something that ever happens.
Or, you know, the junior high and high school kids that are dropping dead from heart attacks.
Young kids, yeah.
Yeah, when does that ever happen? Come on.
Right, right. Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't know, what else do we have? I mean, there's just so much stuff. I guess South Africa, they had a huge blackout. Rolling blackout and civil unrest over there. I guess 60 million people were out of power.
Well, South Africa's a mess. They've had a white genocide going on there for several years now. You know, so if you're white, they'll kill you. You know, it's reverse racism that they've got going on there. So in South Africa, yeah, it's just a royal mess, and it has been for a few years.
Yeah.
Let me see. The U.S. is sending troops to Taiwan because I guess that's China's next target.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so now we're going to start giving them a whole bunch of aid, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
God. Yeah. There's just so much stuff. But, I mean, the CDC, actually, they came out and admitted, you know, that there was no data to support giving booster shots to people from 12 to 49 years old. They actually admitted it. Why would you go get one?
Because Fauci said to.
Yeah, but the CDC admitted it. Now, people like to listen to the CDC.
Yeah.
You know, like, really? And then, you know, DeSantis, I love what he's doing to Disney. I really do. Disney's like the pedophile capital of the world, one of them. And there's so much underlining stuff that they do subliminally in Disney movies that people have no idea what they're actually teaching their kids. And, you know, they put these beautiful princesses up, and then, you know, these girls feel like they have to look like them and talk like them and act like them. So we're starting them out so young with self-esteem problems because they don't look like that.
They don't look like a princess?
Yeah. I mean, it's not realistic. It's not realistic. So DeSantis signed a bill ending Disney's corporate kingdom. So he is on to them. I'm telling you, If this guy is really for real, he's for real.
Well, you know, I guess Disney
people,
had...
People have, you know, mixed things saying, oh, he's part of the deep state. He's all a part of this. He's all a part of this. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Because he, if he was, why would he be doing all this?
Well, I guess Disney wasn't paying any taxes, you know, any Florida income tax.
Not anymore.
Well, now, yeah, he got rid of that. That was his first
And that's going to be a big chunk of change to them.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the biggest profiteer in,
yeah.
In the biggest profiteer in Florida.
Well, you know, when you think about it, I mean, if Disney wasn't paying taxes, why should Universal Studios right down the street pay taxes? You know, Universal...
Yeah.
You know,
well, they all should.
Yeah, they should all pay taxes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is 8:30 or a little past 8:30, so we should go to a break again.
You want to go to a break or you want to end?
No, we can go to a break and then talk for a few more minutes.
Yeah, there's still a couple things I want to mention here, especially about the jab.
Okay.
All right, D&D, Delivering Truth in New York State and beyond. We will be back in four, guys. Hang tight.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon.
That sounds cool.
Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from.
Wow.
You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list.
I want to be red.
I want to be blue.
Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed, but don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, I mean, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
No, everything's gotten so expensive. I'm gonna starve.
Official sources say inflation is only up 7% from last year.
But the official index doesn't even count food or gas.
Transitory inflation is good and healthy for the economy.
How is it good to not be able to afford food?
Eating fewer meals per day is better for your health.
How are you going to sit here and tell me not being able to eat food is good for me?
You're out of touch, man.
You can't ignore this problem. Inflation is real, and someone needs to take responsibility.
You're right, man. It's his fault.
You're under arrest for shoplifting.
But we're in California.
How is inflation affecting you? Leave your comment below. Please like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to help us make more, donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Thank you.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays. Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. These vaccine passports are driving me insane. Can you believe there are stores that would rather have no customers than to allow someone shop without a vaccine? I went into a store recently to buy a chaise longue. The gene therapy bouncer said, "I cannot sell you this unless you show me your vaccine passport." Like he is the only store selling furniture. I can go on OfferUp and just buy one from a regular person for half price. He said he would rather have no customers than to sell me any furniture without my online passport. He said that everyone needs to know everyone's health records now. So I asked him, "When was the last time you took Viagra? Did you ever have an irregular period? Whenever someone gets smoked, they go broke." I talked to the manager. He told me it is not his fault. He said they might have to close their business because no one wants to work for them. So I asked him, "Why would someone want to work for you if you make them wear a scam all day and they need to get a gene therapy to come in the building?" He said he can make employees even take a microchip. I told him, "Well, good luck getting your unemployment." He said, "I don't want to die from getting Rona." I told him, "Don't worry, you will die from the Rona gene therapy." What a rube. You really have to be a stupid if you think you need the same gene therapy every 6 weeks to stop a disease that has a cure rate of 99.9997%. There was a guy that got the Rona vaccine. He died in about 10 hours. The doctor said it could have been much worse if he...
Okay, we are back.
Yeah, so Bill Gates has decided to buy stakes in Heineken beer for $902 million. So now what, Heineken beer is going to be pumped up with some kind of chemical?
Well, him and Ludi. Remember Hurricane Sandy?
Yeah.
Ludi, the guy that had the boat full of Heinekens?
Yeah.
That was Ludi.
Crazy. Crazy stuff. And, here's an interesting report. Nearly half of New York City Department of Education graduates at SUNY need remedial classes.
Huh.
So that's how well the education system is doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. I just cannot. So they come out and they now have approved a flu and COVID shot dual test that will test for both of them at the same time.
How
is that even possible?
Well, because COVID's a virus, the flu's a virus, and the COVID test just tested for viruses. So if you had a virus, you were testing positive for COVID.
Yeah, but you're doing the same thing then.
Right.
It's just a dual one, so.
Yeah.
So it's going to tell you you have both of them, and then you're doubly going to die.
Right.
It's just so, I just cannot. I really can't. People have gone off the deep end. They have forgotten that they have immune systems. They have forgotten that natural remedies work. They have forgotten that there's other ways to handle a virus than putting a mask on your face and getting a jab.
Right. And, you know, and I've been saying for a while, you know, they've got all these kids that are getting vaccinated with the measles, the mumps, the chicken pox. I had all that stuff. So did all my friends when I was growing up.
Of course.
Nobody that I knew died from the measles, the German measles, which is really rubella, chicken pox, mumps. None of that stuff killed anybody. So what, you just don't want the kids to get sick for a week? You know, and that's why you're vaccinating them.
Right.
You know, let their immune systems work the way God designed them.
Yep. Oh, another thing with Maryland that I couldn't remember what it was. There was something else with Maryland. And I guess they filed a bill. I don't know if it's passed yet, but they filed the bill to allow minors to receive vaccines without parental consent.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, you know, I've been saying for years that Maryland was one or two steps behind New York.
And California.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah, so, but, and then you have other states like Idaho that.
that makes it a misdemeanor to give somebody the spike protein.
Yeah, the mRNA, and that's any mRNA, because they are making other vaccines into mRNA vaccines. And we're talking about, like, everyday vaccines that, you know, you give your kids.
Right.
So they're not, if you're not going to get it one way or the other, right?
Yeah, or you're going to get it one way or the other.
Yeah, and I guess they're booting a whole bunch of people off of Medicaid. You know, because they were giving Medicaid to people during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
You know, and now I guess these people that don't qualify for it any longer are going to be booted off Medicaid. They stopped at the supplemental food stamps or SNAP. I guess you can't call it food stamps anymore because I think that's like some racist term or something. I don't know. So they kicked them off. They were getting, I don't know, like $300 and some odd extra for the last 2 years. So now they're going back to their bumped down amount. With, I think the maximum amount of food stamps you can actually get is like $182 or something. It's not very much.
Yeah, but some people get cash back from their card, their EBT card.
Oh, yeah. So they could buy drugs and stuff.
Right, and cigarettes and things like that. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, well, I'm sure there are honest people out there. Like, I have a girlfriend. She's got three kids, single mom. You know, she works for Tala. She works full-time, but it's still not enough. And she applied for food stamps, and she was denied because I think she was over the threshold by, like, $10 or $15, you know, for the maximum amount that you can make.
Hmm.
And so she couldn't get them.
Hmm.
You know, so there's people like that probably need them, you know, that don't abuse the system, but then you get the people that are downtown applying for them, and they've got gold on, and they've got the iPhone, you know, 62.
They've got
whatever.
Gold teeth. They've got enough
right.
gold around their neck where they look like Mr. T. Remember Mr. T?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just
from
saying
the
that, yeah, there are people that, you know, they abuse the system.
Yep.
You know, and then they ruin it for everybody else.
Right.
That, you know, might need it. You know, like my girlfriend, I'm sure that, yeah, whatever.
Well, it's funny, you know, you always hear about Social Security running out of money. And, you know, we all worked for Social Security, paid into it our whole lives. And you hear about it running out of money, but you never hear about welfare running out of money.
No. Yeah, that's really true, right?
You know, and that's, and you know, here's something that I never knew. You know, you think, oh, the farm bill, no big deal, it's the farm bill. You know, how many people... 80% of the farm bill is food stamps.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's not in the housing and urban development or,
so if
you
they,
know,
if
or
they
HUD.
Want to get rid of the farm bill, then food stamps will be gone. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yep. 80% of the farm bill is food stamps. That's why there's billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars in the farm bill every year. It's not going to farmers. It's going to food stamps.
Wow. So I guess we're supposed to get another ice storm here tomorrow.
Yep.
Yay!
Yep.
That's really something to look forward to.
Uh-huh. And
I don't remember all these kind of ice storms. Do you?
No.
No, I don't remember these kind of ice storms.
I remember snow storms, but not ice storms.
Yeah. So you can check out Hope's, what is my website? Hope's Health?
Yeah.
Hope's Health. Do you have it up?
Okay.
Because I'm just sitting here, and it made me think of putting coconut oil in my hair for the night. You know, ladies, only wash your hair every 3 or 4 days because it helps the natural oils in your hair. And here comes my cat. She loves the coconut oil, and she heard the jar. But you could put coconut oil on your ends at night and the night before you're washing your hair, and it really, really does help your hair.
There it is. HopeHealth.TheGoodInside.com.
Yeah. So more tips. Go to, read that website again.
HopeHealth.TheGoodInside Zeo.com.
Yeah. So everybody, and people have been buying the zeolite. Everybody needs to be buying zeolite right now and detoxing from heavy metals, because we're being not just sprayed with them, we're being bombarded with them in our water and in our food supply. And even if you buy organic, you're still getting exposure to heavy metals. So a zeolite, I don't care if you stop all your other supplements because you say you can't afford it. You have to be able to afford the zeolite. So go on there and check out the Pure Body Detox, because I'm a huge advocate for this stuff. I have seen kids' ADHD get better. I have seen kids' autism get better from taking it. Really good stuff.
Yep. Man, your hair looks pretty darn greasy.
Yes, it does. But my cat will be licking it soon. So, New York State, they want to raise the amount of money on bottle returns. Did you hear
that?
Yeah,
so from 5 cents to 10 cents.
Yeah, it's a nickel right now. I think there's some other states that actually have it, 10 cents, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, there is. There's one or two other states that actually have 10 cents for it. So they want to, so it's just another moneymaker. That's all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, another moneymaker. Yep.
Well, it's because of all the people that throw their cans and bottles away. You know, they paid a deposit to the state, and the state doesn't have to pay it back because they threw it in the trash.
Right. Well, still, I mean, they're still making money off that deal.
Yep. And you know, there's money to be made because you take those bottle return places, not just the grocery store where you have to do your own, but they've got actually a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
With people counting the bottles and sorting them that you give to them, they've got to make some money somehow.
Yeah. It's annoying, the whole process of. I like the days I just threw it in the recycle bin.
Yeah.
You know. My cat just fell off the table.
Yeah.
That wasn't nice. So, anything else? I can't wait to have the show on next week to expose this school district and what this teacher there is doing.
Yeah.
This was on social media and quietly, so we're going to expose it.
Yeah.
And we are looking for guests for the show for end of March, April. So if you guys have an organization or an idea, send us an email or throw us a message on Facebook.
Yep. And, and we'll have you on. It's an easy hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've been booked for a year, and we're kind of
in doldrums right now.
Yeah,
but the political season is getting fired up, so the politicians will be biting at the, chomping at the bit to get on.
Yeah, for sure. We feel it. We always do. So we are going to sign out for the night. You can listen to this rebroadcast on iHeartRadio, FreedomizerRadio.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, and Apple Podcasts. We will be on there. Be sure that you guys look up last week's show, though. That one is definitely worth listening to.
Yep.
And tune in next week. If you're a parent and you have your kid in the public school system or even in private or parochial, you are going to want to hear what's going on here in Western New York with one of the school districts. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But
not
New York. But it's New York State, so, it's not unbelievable.
Right. Literally nothing surprises me. Like, somebody asked me the other day, they were like, how do you keep up with all of this? How are you not in a straitjacket? I said, honestly, it's a good question. I really don't know. I think I've kind of become kind of numb to a lot of things. You know, like, just, okay, yeah. Just average, ordinary, transgender at a school, dancing around in S&M stuff.
S&M?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing. It's crazy. So, I get hundreds of texts a day, hundreds of emails a day from people, and I do appreciate it. I definitely can't listen to all the videos, though. I mean, I would just have to take a full-time job out. just to listen to videos.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, but there are a few choices. And I can tell, and I said this on my Facebook, my personal Facebook page the other day, I said, if I share a video, you might want to watch it because I really don't share too much of it. So you might want to watch it.
Uh-huh.
So we're signing out for tonight. D&D Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll have the podcast up tomorrow. Anything you want to add, Dean?
Nope, that's it. Have a good weekend.
All right, be safe. I'm not going to tell you to be safe from COVID. I'm going to tell you to be safe if we have another ice storm.
Right.
Because I guess it's supposed to blanket a good chunk of the Northeast. So I heard.
Yep, so be careful driving.
All right. We're signing out.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you next week. Do not miss next week's show if you are a parent of a child in school. See you later.